Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen of Jerusalem Post Radio, sitting in for Elliot Jaeger. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
This week's parsha is Ki Tavo, which contains within it the frightening tochecha, the description of the terrible things that would befall the Jewish people throughout the ages because of their shortcomings and because of the enmity of the nations. So maybe there were generations, I don't know if there ever were, but maybe there were generations that could have thought that the words of Ki Tavo were hyperbole or it was just poetic exaggeration. But we have the film of it. Everything that it said in the Parsha occurred to us during the Holocaust and occurred during other times as well. And therefore, every word is, if anything, understated. And the Torah didn't want to portray everything. And we'll see later that the Torah will say, "Kol Mako Shelo Ksuva B'Sefer Hazeh," that there are blows that I didn't even write about because they're too horrendous to contemplate. So, the Parsha of the Tochecha always leaves us, in a very ambivalent, confused attitude towards what does God want from us? Because in human terms, these are all very difficult things to explain. It's difficult to explain how 1.5 million children under the age of 12 were destroyed. What was their sin? And it's difficult to understand, the wrath of God, so to speak, is poured out against us. And the rabbis really had no good answer. The Book of Iov, which is the personal question of why, always ends on a note of doubt because God never answers why. God just says, "Were you there when I created the world? Are you my partner? Are you? Do you know anything about you? Know you?" So then, it's better not to ask. But human beings always want to ask why. But the truth of the matter is that it is better not to ask. Question is, what do you do afterwards? Now what do I do? And people that wallow in the question of why rarely are able to pick themselves up and continue. And even though the Tochecha, as we have seen, is real, and it's not just words in a book, nevertheless, the thrust of the Tochecha is that there's a covenant between God and Israel, and that both sides are bound to the covenant, and that God expects us to continue no matter what. After the Holocaust, many people gave up their belief. I have no criticism of them. It's understandable. But many others did not. And those who did not were the ones that rebuilt the Jewish people, enabled the State of Israel to come into being, enabled the Torah to be rebuilt, to rebuild the yeshivas, the Hasidic courts, and the culture of the Jewish people, the vitality of the Jewish people, all were rebuilt by people who didn't so much delve into the question of why as to the question of now what. What are we going to do about it now? And that really is our issue. Our issue is how to deal with the present, how to make it better, how to guarantee a Jewish future, how to pursue righteousness and goodness, even in a world that is long, long removed from righteousness and goodness. That really has been the key to Jewish survival throughout the ages, is the fact that Jews always were able to view things in that fashion, We're not blind and we're not numb to the pain. But on the other hand, to sit and mourn forever does nothing either. And therefore, we have to pick ourselves up and go ahead and move ahead. I think that that's one of the reasons why the Tochecho is included in that parsha of Ki Tavo. Ki Tavo begins, you'll come to the land of Israel. There will be an end to the exile. And somehow you will survive it all. When you come, not if you come, but when you come, then this is the type of behavior, the type of mitzvot that I expect from you. So the Tochecho finding itself within the parsha of Ki Tavo itself is the confirmation of the fact that Ki Tavo, that you will come to the land of Israel, you will rebuild yourself, and that in spite of all of the terrible events and losses and all the tragedies that we have sustained, Jewish survival is, so to speak, guaranteed, and we have to continue to strive and improve it and make it stronger so that the Jewish people will always be able to be stronger and more vital and to fulfill the role of light unto the nations that the Lord charged us with.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Ki Tavo.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.